Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we are doing our 2023 predictions. Which pop star will become a nun? Which animals you must avoid? Which celebrity will shit themselves? How many kids Nick Cannon will produce? And which drag queens will rule the year? Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Happy New Year!
This bitch is not even.
I can say happy New Year to you
until
anytime.
When?
Until as long as my tree is still up.
This is January 17th.
Where am I?
I don't think you can say it this late.
I can do whatever I want. Have you even written 2023 yet?
What am I writing, a check?
Right. See? So, I mean, like, if you haven't written it, it's still Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Jesus.
Okay. Sure. Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, did you dust off your crystal balls?
If you don't gotta get dusty, you don't gotta get dusty.
Did you Windex your crystal balls?
Usually. A nice,
how many do you have?
I have none, if I'm going to be
you
real.
Got them low hanger crystal
balls. Oh my God. Jesus. No, we watched Scary Movie 2 last night, which, classic. Nope. But you know how the balls hang on the door?
I don't know. I don't think I've seen any of the scary movies.
What are you talking about?
I'm not here. It just seems like I've seen clips. I know, like, things.
They're,
I know,
definitely
about,
like, a certain sense of humor. There's definitely fart stuff going on.
Right. It's like puke, fart,
a lot armpit. Of puke. Natasha Lyonne. You know who that is?
Natasha Lyonne is in it?
Is that who I think it is?
Probably not.
Of Jinx.
You never
of
know.
Jinx. Monsoon Snatch Game.
Yeah.
She's in Scary Movie 2 as the
bumbling doctor.
As the cursed what's it called?
Where child?
You gotta, yes, child. When you have a spirit in you.
Possessed.
She's the, like in The Exorcist, they're spoofing Exorcist, and she's the little girl. And I said,
okay,
to Hudson,
she,
I said, that is Natasha
Lyonne.
Worse. And much more graphic. I was like, I don't know.
What does she do?
You're going to have to watch it and see.
You think I got time to watch that?
Anyway, the point was, they all go to a mansion, and you know how a little thing on the door where you knock, the door knocker.
Yeah, it's testicles.
It's testicles.
It's like truck nuts, but for your door.
Yes, very
you
that.
You know somewhere out there somebody got that.
Yeah, in Scary Movie 2.
Low hanger door knockers.
Knock, knock.
Hey, speaking of the bumbling doctor.
Yeah.
Do you know who made a prediction about the bumbling doctor for 2023?
Us?
Psychic Nikki. I mean, you can make one too.
What is the 411? What does Psychic Nikki have to say?
Psychic Nikki has big news for Brendan Fraser in 2023. She says, Oscar nominated.
Well, that's a low hanger if I've ever seen one.
Oh, should have I said speaking of low hangers?
Yeah, that's like, that's... If somebody's going to be all Gaga's going to get nominated for a Grammy, it's like, okay, low risk, low reward for that prediction.
Some of her predictions aren't right every year.
I'm saying, like, Brendan and Fraser's having the Brendan Fraser renaissance.
Oh, as if you don't remember Snubs and all the snubs in the best puss category of the Psychobabble Awards.
Does she have anything to say about cats in this year's predictions?
Brendan Fraser could have been snubbed, so it's not what you think. Okay, about cats?
Yes.
Well, she had a lot of predictions about animals in general for 2023, but none about cats, but I don't want to... That's like a spoiler, because I had a fun game where I was going to make you guess the animal for her prediction.
Okay, fun. I love to have fun. So for the people that
are you
maybe
familiar with animals,
if there's people here that are new to our podcast, every January we do a predictions episode where we try to, well, first we explore what our resident psychic Nikki, has predicted on her blog spot. And then we go through our
it's
own
her daily booth.
Then we go through our own predictions for pop culture. And, we asked you earlier today, what predictions you wanted, if you have any people or topics you want us to make predictions about. So we're going to go through some of those later in the pod. But you say you have a game. I want to play a game.
I just don't know if it's a game. I just noticed she had a lot of animal predictions. I remember a couple years ago, didn't she? She predicted that parrot or whatever, where that bird was going to kill someone.
And it did. No, we made that prediction. I think we made that prediction.
I think it was her. Are we psychic, Nikki?
Maybe.
All I know is she made over 1,000 predictions this year, which seems on base. She has her phone number listed on her website, which I've never
called. Get her on the line!
Maybe I should. But this also says that she is the resident psychic for the radio station Energy 95.3.
That's us.
Now, does anybody live where Energy 95.3 is played? Hello?
If so, let us know.
Can you imagine? Is she there, the Delilah?
I think she's here. She's with us right now.
I love that for her. So what do you want? You want like an animal prediction?
I thought you were going to propose the game.
Okay, here's the game. Okay. I'm going to read you one of her predictions. You got to fill in the animal.
Okay, I'm ready. They're all animal answers?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll do 5. Maybe we'll do 10. Who knows? Okay, this, she thinks a sea creature is going to be discovered to be the size of a great white shark. Name that sea creature.
Turtle.
That turtle would be fun as the size of a great white shark.
You know what? It's going to be a turtle. And you know why? Because turtles really are, well, first of all, they live a very long time.
Yeah.
And so they have a long time to get big.
Do you ever have turtle soup?
No, but I did have a grandma, Rip, who used to pick up dead turtles off the side of the road to make turtle soup. Yes.
Okay, well, unfortunately, you're wrong.
Okay.
Psychic Nikki predicts a lobster being discovered the size of a great white shark. Can you imagine?
A lot of meat. A lot of
Think
meat.
Think of the bisque.
Mm. I'm thinking. You know, I love a bread bowl soup, but like, they got to figure out a way for it not to get so soggy. It is.
No,
it does make
kinda
sense.
Nice. Oh, it's kind of nice. Bleh. No. Do you pour the cereal first or the milk first?
They need to make what happens on the outside of the bread bowl happen on the inside of the bread bowl.
A crusty crust?
They need to scoop it out and do... And yes, that actually makes a lot of sense to me. I predict Panera will do it.
I love Panera. Hey, so what do you think? Do you pour your cereal first or your milk?
My cereal.
I hear about these people who supposedly do the milk first.
Listen, sometimes I want attention too. I get it.
I don't trust them. I don't believe they exist. It's all for attention.
Right.
Okay, next up. Psychic Nikki says, there will be the discovery of a man that is half human, half this animal based on a DNA test.
She's going to say sloth. And I'm going to say this isn't going to happen. because that is not how science works, I don't think.
You know the answer?
Is it? I don't know. Oh, see, that's just not happening. It's just not going to be happening.
What if you had a baby and it was half human, half dolphin by DNA test?
How am I having the baby?
Have you done 23andMe?
So, like, am I impregnating somebody and then it comes out half dolphin?
Maybe you're impregnating a dolphin, you freak.
Oh, in the blowhole?
I don't know. Is that where they like it?
I don't know. I don't like
we
the
don't
dolphins.
Kink shame.
Do. I don't like the dolphins rape. I don't.
Imagine getting your 23andMe back and you're trying to see if you're 50% Irish and here comes dolphin baby.
No, you do it? No, yeah, it's not going to happen. Nikki, you're wrong.
Hey, you know dating apps?
I've heard of them.
One of my prompts on one of my dating apps asked if I could do any celebrity impressions, and I said no, but I said, but I can do a pretty good dolphin noise. And some guy asked me to record it and send it back, which I think audio features on dating apps are scary anyway, but I did it.
And what did anything come from that?
He didn't block and or unmatch me. So.
Okay, well, a win's a win. A win's a win.
All right, next. Psychic Nikki predicts this animal is going to cause a huge power outage in New York City. Who's the culprit?
The culprit? This is easy. Rat.
You're very close. A squirrel.
No, it's not actually. It's going to be a rat. There's going to be a rat that is to blame for a major technological issue.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So watch out.
All right. Next up, this animal is going to drive a truck into a crowd of people.
Oh, dog. And you know what? I recently saw a TikTok of a dog that was like in a golf cart or something and accidentally put his foot on the thing and he was driving around in circles. He hit a truck. Yes, it's dog. The answer is dog.
I saw a dog that locked its owners out of its car, but I thought, that's your dumb fault. Why are you not taking your keys?
Yeah.
What is gorilla. Nikki says gorilla.
Okay.
Who gave the gorilla, who's got the keys to the Jeep?
It's a Vroom. Jeep, we know this.
Well, it's a truck. Some trucks are Jeeps, but not all Jeeps are trucks.
I've always said that. Yes.
All right. Okay. This animal is going to go viral and make international news across the world. Name that animal.
Well, a lot of animals do go viral already. So I'm thinking there's got to be something that's going to be like different that sticks out. Something new, something fresh, a new animal.
Like half a dolphin, half
no,
a baby.
No. I'm thinking.
I wish you would get one of these.
I'm thinking. What about a Tasmanian devil? That would really make a splash if a Tasmanian devil did something crazy.
That would be good, but the answer is a cow. Just a plain old cow. What do you think it's gonna do?
A cow.
I got it. There's going to be one cow, and it's going to know how to milk other cows, and it's going to be viral crazy.
I think cows do know how to milk other cows. That's the whole point of them making milk in the first place.
You think a cow knows how to milk a cow?
What do you think a cow is making milk for?
It's babies.
And so who is going to be milking that cow?
But this cow's going to milk the cow and it's going to bottle it up. Okay. And then Got Milk is going to have a comeback. It's going to be the new spokesperson for Big Milk.
Big Milk. You know, Big Milk is due. They need to figure it out. I read today that vitamin C doesn't help you. Emergency is fake. That vitamin C does not help you.
Baby. Don't you remember when what's that other one? Not emergency, but the other one?
I don't know.
Well, they got sued for being sold as like a health supplement. And then it was like, no.
Well, yeah, that's the truth.
What is it?
I don't know.
What's that thing?
Emergency.
Like emergency. Emergency.
I swear to God, if they find out that fish
airborne.
If they find out that fish oil doesn't do anything, I'm going to be annoyed because the amount of fish oil I have consumed.
And you're going to be having those burps.
Yes. Oh, Crouton has something to say.
What is it?
He's a bork.
Okay, now I got two more.
Okay, go.
These animals are going to be very popular this year. Who do you think's got the crown for most popular animal in 2023?
Most popular animal in 2023. Like as a pet or just like to like
it just says blank will be very popular.
Okay. Oh man. Dogs probably will have a good year.
Like, I thought you were gonna say it.
What?
Donkeys.
Oh no, it's
donkeys
just not happening.
Are gonna have a big year. It's the year of the donkey.
Is it?
No.
Oh.
All right, last one. This animal, they're going to be invading cities all over.
Snakes. Unfortunately, it is snakes.
It's not snakes.
It's going to be really, really, really gross, slithery snakes.
This says penguins, baby.
She's
penguins.
Dumb. She's dumb.
Would you rather a penguin invade your city or a gorilla run you over with a truck?
Why not both? Porque no los dos, I think.
All right. Those were just some of the wonderful animal predictions she had this year.
Okay. Well,
I can't believe you didn't get any of them. I can't believe you lost. I think that means you lose.
No. I think we made dueling predictions, and now at the end of this year, we will see who was actually correct.
I like that better.
Thank you.
It's a psychic off.
A psych off.
It's like what's that they do in that singing movie?
Bitch, you think I saw a singing movie?
What was the Anna Kendrick singing movie with the cups?
The girls are a singing.
Acapella girls. Singing, yes. In the acapella song.
That's the one.
What's it called when they have the like pop song off?
I know what you're saying. It's just a single.
I know. That seems fun. That would have been fun. I wish I had friends who would do that impromptu outside of a restaurant with me or something.
Girl, no, you don't. I know you, and I know you don't.
Can you imagine? Yes. I'm so good at it.
Okay, yeah. So should we go through what people want us to predict for
sure.
them?
Sure.
Now, I have pulled up some responses that I got on Instagram.
Tumblr.
Not Tumblr, on Instagram. I also have, what are you holding on? What are you?
I'm clearing my chakras. I'm clearing my brain. I'm gonna, as soon as you say it, I'm just gonna say what comes to mind.
Because
that's how my process works best.
Okay, sure.
But make sure it's nice things.
What is the, are you ready?
Yeah, I guess. Hold on. Yep, here we go.
What is the next royal family headline?
Well, I'm just thinking about his uncle.
No. Answer the question. You're supposed to let your mind's eye answer.
I don't know anything about royals. Oh, Meghan Markle runs for president of the United States of America.
She is American, isn't she?
Yes.
Is she 35?
I don't know. Is that probably?
You think Meghan that's going to happen?
Age?
I think. Who is the king?
She's 41. She can be president.
Okay. Well, I think she should start somewhere a little bit more local. Where is she living?
Oh, but Kanye can run for president?
Apples and oranges, baby.
Actually, that's what my friend told me too. I said, should I run for president this in the next election? And they said, maybe you should start a little local.
Start local before you go loco, baby.
Yeah, okay.
Who's the king right now?
I think Charles, but I'm not big on the royals.
I gotta say, I know, he's definitely gonna
step down.
No,
he's gonna give it to William.
Proverbially, yes, but like he's gonna.
I was listening to a clip from Harry's book, and I think it was the part you had mentioned that he had frostbite on his penis.
Oh, okay.
And he narrated his own book, like you, and he was talking about how he had to rub a ladies' cream on his penis, and it reminded him of his mother because it smelled like her.
Are you sure this is real?
I saw it. I heard it.
Okay. Are you sure it wasn't somebody, like a comedian doing a little skit?
Was it a comedian or a comedienne?
I wish it would comedienne.
Okay, next.
Oh, you want me to ask you another? Okay. Give me a prediction about the climate.
Oh, God. Aliens are going to come and be like, y'all fucked up your planet. Mm. And they're going to just like, they're going to point and laugh.
Oh, okay. I think we're going to have some type of poisonous rain. Poisonous rain.
Fuck.
Yes, poisonous rain. Somewhere in America. They already say don't drink the rain.
Psychic Nikki said, on the topic of weather this year, she said a huge cloud shaped like a donut seen all over the world could be an alien spaceship.
Okay.
She also said purple sky all over the world.
Okay, sure.
Okay, so that's her predictions on climate. We'll see who's right.
Okay. Which celebrity is going to purchase an existing social media platform?
Ooh. God, I'm probably a Kardashian. I did read about how they're saying a lot of people are going to try to be like Elon Musk now.
So I think a Kardashian is going to purchase Be Real.
Oh, okay. I believe it.
Why not?
They'll bring back MySpace.
I do think somebody should purchase that. Who's got some extra moolah?
Why don't they just add a top 8 to Grindr?
Oh, whoa. Like, visible for everyone else to see? Oh, my God. No.
Not visible for everyone else to see. What if you could leave mutual reviews on Grindr?
It's overdue.
Okay, maybe 2023. That's my prediction.
Grindr lets Yelps. You do
emerge for the Yelp and Grindr.
That's actually not a bad idea. I feel like that's a strong prediction that could really happen.
Well, I do have my balls polished.
Okay, Jenny Ortega. Any predictions about Jenny Ortega?
I hope she dies in Scream 6.
Whoa, Jesus.
There, I said it.
Is she in Scream 5?
Yes.
Oh, and she survives.
Yes.
Spoiler.
If you haven't seen it.
I'm getting a Bratz doll collaboration.
Could you pick Jenny Ortega out of a lineup?
No. And okay, I do know that she is Wednesday, so I think it's going to be giving some type of makeup collaboration that's goth inspired.
Mm.
Yes.
All right. I love that.
Okay. You have any predictions about Miss Jenny?
I said death.
Oh. Yes. Okay. Who's gonna get divorced? What celebrities will be getting divorced?
Ooh, Jen and Ben.
I was just about to say, I see it, I feel it, it's done, it's happening.
Jen and Ben, she got married and now, did they get married? Yeah, I think they got married. Divorce again.
I don't want to wish it for this person, but I do think Brittany.
Is she even married to that man?
I don't know. We don't know. And nobody knows. Everyone's speculating.
Oh, wait, I swear to God. No, she did. She did remember she...
I know, but all I get all the time on TikTok For You page is like, and I push not interested every time, is conspiracy theories about like what the truth is if she actually got married or what's if blah, 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 blah. It's like, leave her alone.
Can't we ask those six women who sang Like a Prayer with her or whatever they sang?
They're saying that they're all in on it.
Oh.
I don't know.
Illuminati.
Maybe. Hey, who's going to get inducted into the Illuminati?
Wait, I was going to say, Psychic Nikki is always predicting that a divorce between Faith Hill and Tim McGraw, and I don't like that.
Why? Maybe she's got the finger on the pulse.
I feel like they really do love each other.
I'm predicting Gwen and that guy. Divorce. Blake Shelton.
What's his name? Blake Shelton.
Okay, it's time. Sure. It's time.
What was your next question?
What's Wendy Williams going to be up to?
A lot of people wanted me to predict that too.
She's going to have a TV show comeback, but it's not going to be a TV show talk show like we think. It's going to be a web show. She's going to be a Twitch talk show star. Delicious.
I think she's going to get a TV show also, but it's going to be like when I Love New York had that Jobs show.
Okay.
New York goes to work.
Fun.
But it's gonna be Wendy Williams does that.
Okay.
And she's trying out new jobs in a post talk show career.
Oh. Okay, sure. That's fine with me. I think we're gonna get another Jersey Shore vacation series, mini series.
Probably. What is MTV up to?
Another low-hanging prediction.
Hey, what do you think boomers are going to blame millennials for ruining next?
Killing the door knocker industry.
Ooh, I was going to say baloney.
Oh.
Like baloney is going to, no one's buying baloney anymore, and it's our fault.
Now, if you could choose one way for baloney to be spelled, you have to choose, and the other gets deleted from everyone's brain, pick. Because one of them is absolutely bonkers. What is it? B-O-L-O-G-N-I-A. It's like, get a grip.
Just A, baby.
And then the other one is B-A-L-O-N-E-Y.
That's not real. That's just how people spell it when they're trying to be like, baloney.
I predict dictionary.com, Webster's, everyone's going to make a firm decision on the correct spelling of baloney.
Somebody did ask, what do we think the word, well, hot off the presses, 2022 year of the ussy, word of the year. What do we think word of the year, 2023?
Word of the year, baloney. Word of the year. Let me see.
Don't think too hard, baby.
Ooh, word of the year. Nothing's coming through.
The words are out. It's emojis.
Oh, yes.
Maybe
yes,
that's yes. What you're picking up.
Oh, I am picking up some new emojis coming this year.
Ooh, yes.
Yes. I'm getting something. Something really wild.
I always look for like a bank robber emoji and it don't exist.
Oh, it's coming.
Like a little person in like a black and white striped.
Yes. Oh, we're going to get a biblically accurate angel emoji.
Ooh, yes. I would love that.
Maybe also, just a corpse. Death, a dead corpse. Redundant, great. But they're going to give it to us.
You know what I want, bitch? This better be in the works. You know tapbacks for iMessage? It's like the thumbs up, the exclamation, question mark. Bitch, I want a tapback skull.
Okay. Sure.
I want it.
It's
I'm
possible.
Predicting it.
Why not? Okay. I think, ooh, you know what? I just looked at what color hearts we still don't have. we're gonna get our we're gonna get a normal pink heart.
Oh,
not the like the starry one, not the one that's like floating in a circle or whatever the hell's going on. We're gonna get this the pink heart as it should be, normal. Bada bing, bada boom.
Now I know you don't watch The Circle, but they talk and they text on The Circle without being able to see each other. And so they use a lot of emojis when they do that. And listening to how some people call certain emojis things is wild to me.
Hey.
This girl this season has been saying the love heart emoji every time she wants just a red heart.
Get a grip.
And it really bothers me.
Ooh, I think Get a Grip is going to have a comeback.
Good guy, girl. Get a Grip.
I think Get a Grip is going to be... gag, you know what I'm saying? Get a Grip. Okay. You better gag. That's the slang of the year. It's the year of the gag. It's everyone's gonna be getting a grip.
Okay, well, Psychic Nikki also had some predictions about celebrities, but she didn't name names. So I think what she's doing is she knows we record these episodes, so she's letting us name names.
Okay.
So first up, she says a Hollywood pop star is gonna quit music to become a nun.
You know what? Katy Perry needs to do something to make up for the nun that she killed and for voting Republican. It's going to be Katy. And I'm so sorry for you, Corey.
I thought it was going to be Jessica Simpson.
Oh.
What is she up to?
I don't know. I'm concerned about her. I hope she's well.
Oh, I didn't know there was anything bad with her, but okay. I'll say a prayer circle too.
Yeah. Please.
Okay, female movie star running for president in 2024. Who's your money on?
I don't know who's Australian and who's not. You know how gay people are obsessed with middle-aged women actresses? And like,
you think Laura Dern?
I don't know who's Australian and who's not. Who is she? How you Dern?
You think Nicole Kidman?
Maybe. I think we're going to get a squeakquel to the Nicole Kidman AMC ad.
Definitely. I think Jennifer Aniston, run for president next year.
No, I think maybe Gail of Oprah.
Gail. Well, Psychic Nikki did say Oprah marriage in 2023. What do you think about that?
Never. It's not happening. She doesn't do that.
All right. Well, a grizzly bear will eat a movie star. Name that movie star.
Oh, man. It's really sad, but it had to happen.
Zac Efron.
No, he's going to be seriously maimed, but not eaten.
Okay. Emergency surgery for a pop star?
Emergency surgery. Unfortunately, Elton John.
Ooh.
And I hate to say
it. I was going to say Madonna appendix burst.
Oh, that's a real...
an emergency surgery.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my gosh, yes, that's actually going to happen.
This is a little dark, so we might need to set a prayer circle, but a set of celebrity twins will pass.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Oh my God, sugar and spice. No, I hope not.
You know what I want? I've got something to say about...
Say it.
Twins who are all, I'm a minute older. Now, does anybody care?
That twin does.
Clap if you care.
Not a single person that twin has ever told actually cares to know it.
I've never seen two twins and thought, who's older? Oh, the older twin always be like, I'm a minute older.
Well, you know what? Good for them. They do you think they fought their way out? Do you think that it was like a competition?
I don't know. Hey. Lady Gaga's came up in two psychic predictions from Psychic Nikki this year.
Okay.
She's going to change her name.
Okay. You mean in the sense of we're going to get another Joe Calderon?
Yeah, I mean, that's the most likely. That's the low-hanging fruit.
Okay.
What do you think her name will be changed to?
Ooh. Redacted.
Okay.
But not the word redacted, but just like in essence, it will be a void of sound.
It's just like Prince.
Well, no, he's the artist form. Well, is that what that means? The artist formerly known as Prince? That just means like absence of name.
He was just a symbol baby.
You got that.
A simple baby.
I don't think that's gonna happen.
Yeah, the other prediction for Lady Gaga, I thought a little more accurate.
Okay, what's it?
Gaga will be fascinated with Egypt and Cleopatra.
Oh, absolutely. You know what?
That's her next album era? Cleopatra coming at ya.
I think we're going in the same way she gave us Babylon vibes. I think. You're saying, Psychic Nikki says, Egypt vibes, ancient Egypt vibes. I'm saying she's going to give us Atlantis vibes, ancient city, okay. Lost city of Atlantis, water, okay. Energy. Gaga's going
splish,
to be giving
splash.
Us splish splash. Yes.
I love that. Something
to do with jellyfish.
Yeah. Okay. The one thing that really jumped out on the list for me of Psychic Nikki's predictions out of all 1,000+ says an arrest and a closure in the case of the JonBenet Ramsey murder.
Oh my.
I would be so wet. I'd be wetter than donkeys becoming popular wet.
Ooh.
I'd be wetter.
Moist. Ooh, is there a donkey emoji? Maybe we'll get a donkey emoji. Maybe that's what it is.
I think there is one.
I'm not feeling it. I don't know if we have it.
Aren't the Democrats the donkeys? Big year for us. Blue wave?
Ooh. Maybe.
She had lots and lots and lots of alien predictions, which I'm here for.
Yeah.
She also said people marrying robots very shortly here.
Okay.
So once I marry my robot, am I still allowed to tweet another blank alone?
No, you're taken.
Okay.
So that's going to be that. So you're going to have to make that choice.
Can't wait to read. Didn't Allison Irohita have a song called Robot Love?
Yes, she did. Hey, speaking of which, I was just about to say what celebs do for a comeback next year or this year. Allison Irohita, new album, new era, new moment.
New Allison era.
I don't see why not.
I saw two things on Twitter. People discussing an American Idol All-Stars and people discussing a Big Brother Second Chances.
Ooh.
Now, if American Idol All-Stars happens and Allison Irohita is not there,
it's a mistake.
I'm going to be pissed.
You know what? David Archuleta did post that he went to a rave.
Queer icon.
Did you see that? He was at a rave. It was on his Instagram. And I thought, oh my God, I'm going to run into David Archuleta at a rave. It's going to happen. Our rave eras are going to have to overlap.
Oh my God, I would love that. Imagine, so like, you know that video of Shaq at the front of the rave?
Yeah, but I know David Archuleta is probably like 5'4". Shaq is a full 2 feet taller.
Well, let me finish, baby.
Okay.
David Archuleta's on Shaq's shoulders.
Okay, sure. Do they know each other?
Do they know it's Christmas after all?
Oh. Stupid. Dumb. You're dumb. You're stupid and you're dumb.
Okay. Psychic Nikki also thinks there will be a baby being born at a very large weight. What's name that weight?
I don't know what a normal baby. What's the biggest baby that's ever been born?
Probably in the teens.
I think...
You were probably at least 8 pounds.
I feel like I give 8 pounds, yeah. I do.
I feel like 8 pounds in your diaper.
Thank you, fat ass. Hell yeah, from the get. I'm going to say a 19-pound baby.
She's predicting a 38-pound baby being born this year.
Oh, my God. Jesus. Jesus Christ.
Thigh gap?
No. No.
Did you have any other predictions?
Well, I was going to say, do you have any predictions for celebrity comebacks? Who's going to make a comeback?
Oh, celebrity comeback. Who's been gone for a minute, but now they're back? Little Kim. Pee Wee Herman.
Would love it. I would love it. A new Pee Wee movie. Give it to us.
I was going to say, she had him, Nikki, at the bottom of her page every year does her health slash death watch. But I noticed this year there was a footnote that says, this does not mean the above will pass, but they might have to watch their health and watch out for danger in their life.
Okay.
And I noticed some people that we care about on that list. So I thought we should hold it prayer circle.
Okay, who? Who?
Well, she, RuPaul, the Obamas, Lindsay Lohan, J-Lo, Avril Lavigne, Celine Dion, Hillary Clinton.
Oh, man. Okay. I'll keep...
light your candle.
I'll keep an eye out and stuff. I'll light my candle.
All right.
I think we're going to see a development of either a gleequel, a Glee prequel, a middle school version of Glee Kids.
A gleequel?
Or a Glee boot, a Glee reboot, full reboot.
I don't think I could handle middle schoolers.
Glee the musical. Glee the musical. It's happening.
I don't think I can handle, like, 12-year-olds being cast in Glee. Their egos. I can't. That's just kids bop at that point.
Yes. Well, that's what Glee was.
Oh, my God. A gleequel, and it's Mr. Shu as a middle schooler. Played by the kid who plays young Sheldon.
Oh, okay. Sure.
I don't even know. That kid's got to be 20 by now, right?
And it's called If the Shoe Fits.
If there was a Big
Glee
Bang
origin
theory,
story.
And then there was a young Sheldon, what's next? Old Sheldon?
No, we're going to get a 90s, a show about the 90s in the style of that 70s show.
That's already coming. They've already announced that.
Damn it, my powers are too strong. Are you serious?
It's called That 90s Show.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And it's got the same parents, but now they're grandparents.
Oh, fun, quirky.
I hope the kids are still smoking weed in the basement.
Well, yeah. Well, I think in the 90s, kids were doing what? Meth? I don't know. I'll have to Google
it. In the 90s, we weren't doing drugs because the Say No to Drugs commercials worked on us.
Did they? Look at me now.
I was so afraid of cigarettes.
When they said, this is your brain on drugs, I was like, girl, baby, that's my brain today.
I was like, flip that egg over once, honey. Ain't nobody want it runny.
I think
over easy, sis. Come on, flip it.
A political candidate is going to
die.
No, is going to get caught calling somebody faggot.
Aren't the Republicans already doing that?
Yes, but it's going to happen.
That person's going to be the next Republican presidential nominee if they say it out loud.
Yes. Well, you heard it here first.
Well, all Psychic Nikki had to say about political people was back problems for Kamala Harris. Can't she just enjoy her Venn diagrams and her riding the bus?
Oh, my God.
Now she's got to have a back problem.
Okay.
Got to keep an eye out for Selena.
Oh, you know what? Selena Gomez, something's going on with her. I'm feeling it.
She's in that show.
She's going to be hosting the Kids' Choice Awards.
Do the still kids still get choices? In my day, we didn't get a choice.
Well, she's doing it, and I'm seeing it happen now, live, in front of my eyes.
Is this something that's already been announced again?
No, I think. And David Dobrik is going to be a co-host, perhaps.
Who?
Exactly.
Who?
Exactly.
I don't know who that is.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Brittany Broski.
Okay.
Will be cast on Celebrity Big Brother.
In the U.S. or in
overseas? Dancing with the Stars. I'm getting mixed signals from the spirits.
Okay. What about The Rock running for president?
Pass.
What about Donald Trump jail time?
I'm getting something better. Donald Trump death.
Psychic Nikki did say Donald Trump heart attack.
Donald Trump death, and it will be a hilarious day on Twitter.
One thing I did want to point out that I thought you might think is fun. Psychic Nikki predicted Victorian fashion coming back.
Sure.
Ye oldie time.
That's not ye oldie, but sure.
If Victorian's not ye oldie, then what's ye oldie? It's all
ye oldie is giving plague, baby.
No. Anything later than the 70s is ye oldie to me, baby.
Ye oldie is giving, like die from an infection.
Oh.
What?
I was going to say, last year she predicted the return of polio, which was true. This year, she's predicting the return of tuberculosis.
I've got even better. You know what? There is going to be a big lice outbreak nationwide.
Oh, damn.
Lice is going to have a big year. Oh, that maybe that's damn. The animal that's going to have the biggest year. Lice, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Back problems for Kamala Harris. Lice for the rest of us.
Start scratching.
Yeah, cool.
Okay.
I love this.
Oh, and you know what? I actually just got a sense they're going to come out with a new clear nail polish.
Pepsi.
Clear nail polish that stops your nails from growing.
What?
Yes. I don't know. I got that energy from the universe. The universe. Once your antenna is in tune with what the universe is trying to tell you, you have to accept what it gives you, whether it makes sense or not.
I see a Latisse for your eyebrows.
Ooh. Now we're talking.
That's what I call hair growth.
I see. You know how they have. Mm-hmm. Eyelashes that you can put on your eyelashes. Eyebrows Falsies. That you can put on your eyebrows.
I love that.
False eyebrows. It's the year of the
now
false
that's
eyebrow.
What I call bushy.
Sure. Or pencil-y. Or whatever you want.
Oh, I too Mr. am Potato curious. Potato Head or Mrs. Potato Head.
Yes.
I too am curious,
yes,
Jack.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you.
Well, hey, any other predictions? A lot of people did ask us, Rihanna, do you care?
She will continue to live.
They're all, what's her set list? Will she have new music? No. No. She's going to play the hits at the Super Bowl, and she's not going to have any new music this year.
Is she doing the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Is that a prediction, or is that a...
It's already been announced, baby.
What about Coachella? Oh, no, she's not, because I saw the Coachella lineup. It's not her.
That's been announced, too.
You know what? Yeah.
No new Rihanna music this year. We're in that Rihanna rain. It did let up. We're in a Rihanna.
No. We're going to get a new Rihanna album, and it's going to be a greatest hits.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
With one new song as the lead single, and everyone's going to be disappointed.
Well, my mom really does like that song of hers from Wakanda Forever.
It lost the Golden Globe.
Oh, no.
I know, so did Gaga, but what are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Last two predictions, unless you have any more.
I'm getting, what about a Drag Race prediction? Anything?
Who do you think is going to win?
Of this season?
Yeah, season 15.
Oh, it's going to be, it's going to be... Oh,
it's gonna be May.
No, it's gonna be Selena Estides.
I would love that.
Yes, I'm feeling it. I'm seeing it.
All right, most likely to shit their pants celebrity this year.
Rudy Giuliani.
All right, I love it. And what are you have any love predictions for me this year?
Corey will meet the man of his dreams, and he's going to love that kind of stuff.
To laugh?
Sure. Sure.
He's going to love what? That kind of stuff?
Love that kind of stuff. Do you know what I'm talking about?
He's into guy stuff?
No. You know when RuPaul was talking about who's that chick? Who is that chick?
Rihanna?
Yes!
When RuPaul was talking about who's that chick?
When RuPaul was talking about Who's That Chick by Rihanna, he goes, love, 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 that kind of stuff.
No, I don't. I'm not familiar.
Well, I'll link you.
Okay, please do.
So, yes. I think it's going to be a big year for Tammy Brown. I think Tammy Brown is going to get a second chance on All Stars, or at least a Versus the World.
Ooh.
Yes. Yes, yes.
I would love that.
The Tammy Brownissance is what they'll call it.
They say U.S. Versus the World is on its way.
Thank God.
Just what we needed.
Yes.
Yes, and.
Yes, and. Yes.
All right, designers.
Anything else, Corey? Cool.
Let me see. Let me see. Yeah, here, rapid fire.
Oh, you know what we are going to get? You know what we are going to get? A One Direction mini reunion. Two members of One Direction are going to do a duet.
Okay. Harry and Niall.
Maybe. Sure.
I'd be into it.
Why not?
Okay.
Wait, what did you just say?
Loch Ness Monster discovered in Lake Tahoe, Nevada.
Sure.
Scientists clone a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Unfortunately, sure.
Peanuts shortage all over the world.
Sure.
All right. And a huge dragonfly the size of a bird found in Costa Rica.
Yes. Yes. Why not?
All right.
All right.
If the aliens are coming, I saw a lot about aliens and spaceships and crop circles.
You know what we are going to discover?
Aliens. You know Jennifer Love Hewitt is all, what are you waiting for?
Is that you to the aliens?
Yes.
I think we're going to discover aliens, but like ancient, but like preserved. They visited tens of thousands of years ago, but we're going to find aliens preserved in something this year.
Mm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right, dig them up.
Yes, yes. Anything else?
No, that's it. I my brain hurts from my... You know in Stranger Things when her nose bleeds after that? After she does some like telekinesis.
Oh, sure.
At me right now, but now that I've used all my psychic powers.
Ooh, you know what we're going to get? A Project Runway spinoff, kind of like what Project Runway is, but for drag queens.
They already have that.
No, no, no. Designers for drag queens.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And it's going to be all designers that do like drag aesthetic costumey experiences. And then what?
You need to copyright that right away. You need to pitch that right away.
No, I'm on it.
Before someone takes this idea.
Okay. Okay.
This is a good idea.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
This is a good idea.
Okay. Thank you.
I guess I'll judge.
Hey, and I'm also feeling a Jenna Marbles content. I don't think it's going to be a comeback to creation, but I think it's going to be, she's going to give us some type of update on her life.
I wish well for her.
I wish well for her. Wait, sorry. Last thing. How many Nick Cannon children this year?
Oh, God. I refuse. I don't understand the question, and I refuse to respond to
We're actually only going to get one new Nick Cannon child.
Oh.
It's going to be weird.
And I think Nick Cannon's going to get a TV show a la the Duggars called The Cannons.
Cannons loaded.
Yes.
Yes.
Fertile. All right, where can people find you?
You can find me shining up my crystal ball.
All right, you can find me knocking on your door with your nut knockers.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Right after I cauterize this nosebleed.
Will all of you tweet us your predictions for the year? Get them in now because then you'll have proof when they come true.
That you're a psychic and that you can hang with us.
Thank you.
And on Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Cool. Okay, bye.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply.